The Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion is standing by the closing the gap targets, despite strong criticism from Indigenous leader Pat Dodson earlier this week. Mr Scullion has rejected Labour's renewed push for a justice target to be added to the list, and he's criticised Bill Shorten for setting a date for a referendum before the Indigenous consultation process has taken place. Nigel Scullion spoke to Anna Henderson in Canberra.
I think it is a very useful process to hold us to account and to ensure that we are providing the right resources at the right time in the right place.
Because two of those areas are areas that you personally have taken a great interest in, and that's school attendance and employment. And in both of those areas, it seems there is not only a long way to go, but that word flatlining is coming into the stats.
Well, whilst we have increased school attendance across the board, in the targeted schools that we're talking about, we've increased school attendance in 76%. 76% of those schools we have increased attendance. They're the hardest schools in Australia. And so I think that's fantastic. As I said, in terms of employment, whilst the headline statistics won't show it right now, since I became minister, we have provided 50 jobs to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people every single day. Every single day. And we know that the employment figures are softened by the previous policies, and that's not politicising. We all hoped that would work. It didn't. But we've all now made changes to ensure that we get better engagement in employment and better engagement in the education system. We're very confident that is going to show improvements in the future.
And even though the government does speak to those figures about how many Indigenous jobs are being created on a daily basis, there is that question of how long people remain in those jobs. And now you've added to your own challenge by looking at the employment prospects for people coming out of prison. How are you going to address that?
Well, we've got some very good employment engagement processes. Those people actually do stay in jobs for a long time. People don't get paid unless they're in the job for 6 months, for example, the provider. So it's a pretty serious business. There's no outcome unless there's 6 months in employment. So we know when people leave the justice system or leave jail. There's a whole range of processes to stop people entering the justice system. But when they do, there's high numbers of recidivist individuals. So they leave prison, and the thing is that there's nowhere for them to be. We know that they're very vulnerable to re-enter the justice system in the first 2 or 3 months because they don't have a job, they're disconnected. So we'd like to ensure that some of the employment re-engagement processes and policies we have are available to those people in the prison system.
And I'm assuming that your government will want to measure success with that plan. Why not put in place a justice target so that you can actually put as part of your closing the gap efforts a real transparent way of measuring that you are achieving success in this new area?
Well, I've already spoken to the Prime Minister about this, and because we have absolutely no levers. There are no levers we can pull that specifically deals with the justice target. We can deal with the environmental issues for sure, and we're doing that. So it is really up to the states and territories.
Some people would say schools are a state responsibility. Some people would say hospitals are a state responsibility. And yet you've gone into those areas and you've put these targets up for school attendance and for infant mortality, for example. Yeah. Couldn't the same argument be applied here?
Well, I'm very reluctant, I have to say, to be taking over, which is fundamentally a state's responsibility to get kids to school. And again, I'm hoping that my footprint in this place is a transitionary one. That this is showing leadership, so the states and territories do take up their responsibility in these areas. So whatever relationship I personally have, and I hope the whole of government has with the states and territories, is to lever what we consider not better behaviour, but alternative behaviour that encourage much better outcomes for our first Australians. And that has to be a fundamental part of every conversation we have with the other jurisdictions.
We've talked about the practical side of things. Now let's talk about constitutional recognition. It's certainly been there in the background of Indigenous affairs throughout your time as minister. Now Bill Shorten again putting the pressure on in Parliament, saying they want to see that vote happen in May next year. Can you commit to that date?
Well, no, I can't, because as Bill Shorten would know, he is in fact part of the Council of Recognition. And the Council of Recognition has not determined a date because they have obviously in their wisdom decided that they will actually go to a constitutional referendum when they know that Australia will support it. Because they're not keen, as I would have thought any other Australian is, to go to a referendum that fails. I think it sends entirely the wrong signal. So I would certainly support the position of the Council for Recognition.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion was speaking to Anna Henderson.